Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Another winter storm system is expected to bring measurable snowfall to mainly southern Minnesota tonight and Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Paige Vezeret says the southern third of counties could get more than half a foot.
With a few outliers closer to the 8-9 range. But the further north you go, those numbers drop off pretty quickly. 3 to 5 for the metro. And then 1 to 3 up near St. Cloud, with just Trace anywhere north of that.
She says the bulk of the accumulation will fall on Saturday, and it will be fluffy snow. Temperatures drop on Sunday and Monday statewide. Congressman Pete Stauber took to social media on Thanksgiving to say he's thankful for the largest tax cuts in U.S. history. Stauber said on Facebook, quote, "This year, Republicans passed the biggest break for working-class Americans ever. No taxes on tips or overtime, tax deductions for Social Security seniors, a doubled child tax credit, and boosts for small businesses." Democrats argue most of the tax cuts went to the wealthiest Americans. There's live entertainment, music, and lots of giveaways at the Mall of America for Black Friday. But VP of Marketing Jill Renslow says the sales and deals are what's drawing thousands of shoppers.
What I was seeing earlier in the week was a lot of like up to 25% or up to 40%, but they were in transition with their stores because today, primarily, it's the entire store is on sale. And so it's been great to see lots of lines.
She says clothing appears to be one of the most popular items so far this holiday weekend. CenterPoint Energy is doing what it can to make sure Minnesotans are keeping warm this time of year. Spokesperson Joshua Solis says they take effort year-round to prepare for the cold.
Throughout the year, we conduct our infrastructure projects to keep our system modern and prepare for those colder temperatures when demand really increases for heat.
You can find more tips to save money on your energy bill while staying warm by visiting the CenterPoint Energy website. The University of Minnesota's men's basketball team lost to Stanford 72-68 last night in the 2025 Acrisure Series in Palm Desert, California. The Golden Gophers led by 3 points at halftime but were outscored by the Cardinal 41-34 in the second half. The Gophers take on Santa Clara tonight in Greater Palm Springs. The Minnesota Wild host the Colorado Avalanche this afternoon on Native American Heritage Day. The Black Friday matchup will feature the first ever Ojibwe language broadcast of an NHL game. The Wild topped Chicago 4-3 in overtime Wednesday for their sixth straight win. Colorado is coming off a 6-0 shutout victory over San Jose Wednesday night in Denver. The Minnesota Lottery says two players won $50,000 prizes in Wednesday's Powerball drawing. Tickets were purchased at the House of Wine and Liquor in Red Wing and at Shortstop in Virginia, but nobody won the Powerball jackpot, which grows to an estimated $719 million for Saturday's drawing. This is MNN.